Richard Watkins is the Delta Township Manager. Richard, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hot enough for you?
Oh, yeah.
We have, on the program, been talking about the unfunded liability in regards to pensions and health insurance. I saw a story on Fox News last week where it was discussed that more than 2,500 municipalities, whether they're city or township or county, were more than $3 trillion in debt when it came to unfunded liability. And so we've had the opportunity to talk with leaders from East Lansing and Lansing, as well as Ingham County. And I just wanted to chat with you about this. Tell us about your unfunded liability. What is it for the pensions and the health insurance for retirees in Delta Township?
Well, Tony, our general employees are defined contribution on their pension, so we have no unfunded liability there. Our firefighters do have a defined benefit plan, and I believe our unfunded liability there is around $3 million.
All right, so that's all you have in Delta Township, just $3 million?
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty good. You got to feel good about that.
We're doing pretty good. Although the economy tends to hurt those figures because the funds don't earn a lot of revenue.
All right. Now the pessimist in me says, "Hey, Richard, it's still $3 million. Does that give you some cause for concern?"
Sure does. We need to make sure we keep track of that and not let it get out of hand. Now, that's on the pension side, too. We got the OPEB side that we're very careful with, too.
So what have you done to keep these things in line? Because a lot of leaders for municipalities have had challenges with the rate of return. They thought that they were going to get one number, and they didn't, and that's caused the problem.
Well, that has in the pension, the firefighter pension. That was a number of years ago fully funded, and the low interest earnings have brought that down now to about 70% funded. So it has affected that area.
What do you think is the biggest financial challenge that you face in Delta Township?
Oh, without a doubt, it's making sure you keep the pension and the OPEB costs under control and make sure those are funded.
I wanted to ask you, we talked with a lot of businesses from last summer, some of which are out of business now because of all that road construction on Saginaw. After having some time to assess what happened, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it was something that had to be done, and the businesses along the corridor were really very good, and there were some that didn't make it, but not a lot. It came back pretty strong after everything opened up, and right now the traffic moves so much better than it used to move because of the improvements, and I think that's going to be a benefit well into the future.
And how is that construction project on I-96 right there near Saginaw, not far from your office? How's that going?
That hasn't affected us right now. It did the last 2 years when it was right through this area. It really affected the businesses in our area.
There seems to be a bit of a building boom out in DeWitt Township in that area around the Eastwood Town Center. What are your thoughts on that and trying to make sure that people go to the west side to shop?
You know, any of that is good for the region, you know, it keeps the entire region healthy, and, you know, I just think that it's good for everyone, even including us, and our businesses seem to continue getting their share.
Richard, if you could sit down and have a cup of coffee with the governor and perhaps the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader, what would you tell them in regards to what they could do to try and help your township?
You know, that's a tough question, Tony. I think, you know, we've seen at the local level our revenues decrease so much in the last 5 to 7 years. You know, there's got to be a way to help the local units fund their operations. We're where the services happen and what the citizens actually see and can feel. And that's been very much affected by the decreases in revenue that we've seen over the past several years.
What can you do to combat that?
I don't know. There's got to be a way to come up with a formula that that will work for everyone. And it seems like the locals have been hit hardest.
Richard Watkins is the Delta Township Manager. Richard, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.